Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Hip Hop. We here. Watson, what's good?
What's good, my G? What's poppin'? Happy Nicki Minaj Day, brother.
Man.
Happy Nicki Minaj Day, brother.
Man, get out of here with that. Please, miss me with that. Wait for it. Now, let's get right into this talk, man. You and I discussed Cardi B's short stint career since she's popped off. We've even reviewed her album. We've even discussed last week how Drizzy Drake, Aubrey, decided to drop a song not even 24 hours before Cardi B dropped her album. Not even a week has passed, Mr. Watson, that Nicki Minaj went on the Cornball Zane Lowe. Am I getting his name right? Zane Lowe, whatever his name is. It seemed like you mainstream hip-hop artists want to run over to Zane Lowe because he's going to feed you softball questions and kiss your toes and massage your eyebrows when you go over there. Nicki Minaj goes on the show, Watson, talking about her displeasures of Cardi B, which I think is a bunch of bullshit. But go ahead, my dude.
Let me just get back to where rappers who get success go once they get this mainstream success. When y'all go to the non-urban stations or platforms, I really don't like that. It allows, because rappers know when they go to a mainstream, super mainstream person who likes just pop music and really doesn't know real hip hop, they can say anything. You know, so one of the things Zach Lowe was like, Nicki, I got a question to ask you. You know, I heard a snippet of one of your songs and they said you were going at Cardi B. And Nicki goes, I hadn't heard that. I didn't know that. Like, they can act dumb. You know what I'm saying? They can act like they don't know anything about hip-hop. Like, Nicki, the only thing people have been talking about since Motorsport is you and Cardi. And you go to an interview and then you're going to act like, huh? But then you're going to start crying. Nicki, why are your feelings hurt? Like, you actually cried over this, but yet when Remy hit you with Sheetha, an 8-minute diss song, you had no tears. So what is it about Cardi not giving you your just due?
Dog, let's keep it real. You and I spoke about this when we reviewed Cardi B's album. You and I said Nicki is feeling that pressure, and if we ain't talked to the real up here in PSA Hip Hop, she is feeling that pressure, Watson. Let's keep it tall, my dude. And she's so dramatic. Oh, Nicki, get a grip already. Why do you talk like all these? I didn't feel that she was genuine. What, she didn't kiss your ass? What, because she didn't need you to her album to pop off? Because right now, you number two? Not for me, for the masses. Because truth be told, Watson, I can care about, I can give two rats ass about Nicki Minaj's music or Cardi B music. I rock a Rhapsody. That's my favorite female artist. But I got to be fair. Nicki wants Cardi B to kiss her ass. True or false, Watson?
I don't even think she wants Cardi B to kiss her ass. I think she's having a difficult time during Cardi B's wave. You're not the only person on the block anymore. And it's not the block. It's the mainstream block. It's the Bruno Mars, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres, late night talk show block that you owned by yourself for 7 straight years. Yourself. Anytime somebody needed a mainstream artist, when Katy Perry, when any of these white stars needed somebody, who did they come to? They came to you. Now it's different. When they want to dial up, who the hottest chick in the game? Who do I get? You got to go get coffee.
What happened, Nicki? You saw that Oprah Winfrey Instagram post and you saw this shitting bricks, boy. You were like, what? Hold up.
And your soul started burning slow. And this is, and you know, I was talking to somebody today, and I gave an analogy to this. I was like, Nicki is so established and has accomplished so much in hip hop. She should not be intimidated by Cardi's run. Basically, all you got to do is see where it goes. Or
no, but no. Watch it. Hold up now. You just said it yourself, my brother. You said she's been holding it down for 7 years. So basically, she's been in the whip, dolo. There's other girls behind her, but they wasn't passing her. She was in the whip, dolly. Now, here
nobody
comes Cardi
came
B.
Close.
You see what I'm saying? Cardi B's come close
it's,
now.
Listen, it's about, and you need to help me with this. She kept emphasizing, she has my hairdresser. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Because I don't understand that.
She's trying to say she's jacking my dude. Let's keep it real. We're smart dudes up. She's trying to say Cardi B's jacking everything from her, from hairstylist to certain songs that people might feel that it's a Nicki Minaj song. She's feeling that pressure, man. Feeling that pressure.
You understand? And you know what's so funny about this? It feels like deja vu because I remember an artist by the name of Kimberly Jones. When Kimberly Jones was going to a radio station saying, y'all giving us a pass, everything about this woman is me, and she does not pay homage, and she does not acknowledge me. That's a fact. And she was not giving Little Kim her props. She was acting like all that stuff she did on the Come Up DVD and Fendi with the poses, everything about you is
right.
Little Kim. And yet when Little Kim is trying to highlight that, when you're about to drop your album, Little Kim comes off as the hater. Little Kim is the one bitter. Little Kim is this. Well, now the shoe drops on the other foot. But you're even more established, more rich, more famous, and yet you can't stand the Cardi B era we're in right now. It really bothers you. And I just don't understand why. It shouldn't. But it does. So now you dropped your two songs. Yes, props to you. They're the number one and two songs selling on iTunes. You know why I know? Because your Barbies are on Twitter and they keep retweeting it and making sure everybody sees that the number one and two downloaded songs as of right now are your two songs. But of course, Nick, you just dropped two new songs. Everybody got Cardi B's album already, or they've already heard it, or it's already been streamed. Now, to you, Dre, simple question. Does Nicki Minaj want smoke with Reminisce?
She sound like she wants smoke, but you can sound like you want smoke, but really don't want that smoke. Because, you know, I would never put Nicki Minaj, listen, do I think lyrically Nicki Minaj is better than Cardi B? Yes. Do I think Nicki Minaj is lyrically better than Remy Ma? No. Do I think Nicki can make them songs that's going to cross over to the mainstream better than Remy? Yes. Because I've told this on this show numerous times. When Remy try to do them songs that's trying to get pop appeal, they don't really be popping like that unless it's hard to me.
Now,
it's got to be a hard beat for her to really pop off. But when it comes to diss tracks, though, Nicki not beating Remy on that. Not at all.
You're right, but here's the thing, though. You answered Nicki Minaj's question, and that's why Nicki Minaj highlighted it on Bobby King's. When she was
Sorry, you're still on that show.
Wait a minute. No, but all she did was rap what you just said. You want the pop commercial.
All these chicks
want to
look like you, but you. She said all these chicks want to look like her, but you was out here looking like Little Kim. Nicki, what are you talking about?
But that's all fact.
What are you talking
about? That's all first. And see, this is where you run into the wrong people for interviewing, because I would humbly say, but Nicki, don't you feel this is kind of the same thing Little Kim was saying when you first came out? Because every hairstyle
you have. I got to go back to this cat, man. Zane Lowe, man, don't get it twisted, dog. You are not a good interviewer. We don't believe the real hip-hop niggas like me and Watson. We don't believe you, and we don't care how many people you got. We do not believe you. I don't care if Kendrick goes over there. I don't care if Drake goes over there. First of all, you ain't talking to real artists that I rock with anyway. And Nicki, you go to them, you're not going to go to Charlamagne and them, and you're not going to go to High 97 and them, because they're not going to let you get Ebro. Listen, as much as I get on Elliot Wilson and I feel that he's just abandoned underground hip-hop, I trust him. I respect his hip-hop knowledge and the way he break this shit down way more than Zane Lowe. Let me just throw that out there. Zane Lowe, I don't believe you. You are trash to me. Sorry. Trash. Because you're not going to challenge
Nicki
or nothing.
So here's the thing. Zane Lowe, yes, you get the rappers when they are pop stars. So, yes, you got Future, you get Kendrick, you get Nicki, but you never get them when they on that come up and they on that grind because you don't know who they are. Because
facts.
I know you're not a real hip-hop head like that. Once they become pop crossover successes, then here they come to Zane Lowe.
Hey, Zane Lowe, I respect Nardwar's friggin' hip-hop knowledge way more than yours, bro. That's a fact.
And let's be real. All you did in that interview was sweat her. That's all you did. You kissed her butt hardcore in everything. Now, I want to get back to Nicki Remy right quick.
All right.
Everything you said about Remy, that song with Chris Brown, me and you ain't like it.
Nah, I ain't fucking with that.
That song with Lil' Kim, me
nah,
and you ain't
not
like
for me.
It. Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
And they did not hit.
BX all day, but
not. And they did not stand the test of time. Nicki said on this song what you said. You want to have my pop commercial success and make a hit song, but you still haven't done it yet. That's the truth. You can say Nicki don't want no smoke with Remy, but all she did was hit her with all first verse. That's all she did.
Somebody
got
to care about them songs by next week, my dude.
Here's why it matters. Where it's ether to Remy. Now I'm gonna get to where.
Ether.
Now Remy, this is where your soul, where you gonna feel it in your soul. Nicki is dissing you, Remy. Everybody knows it's you she's dissing. Everybody knows that. And Nick, it's clearly not Cardi B she's talking about on the first verse of Bobby King, because she said you're still on that show. You can't make hits, so we know it's you. Nicki's getting.
So you think Remy not gonna say nothing? That's what you think?
Hold on.
You're not gonna let Remy gonna sit back and not say nothing, man. What do you think?
No. Remy can. Here's what Remy can do. Remy can make a straight up fire diss track that you will love, and that's as far as it goes. Nicki
is as far as it goes, my dude. Don't do that, Sam.
Let me give you the first verse. It's the number one and two selling songs on iTunes right now.
I hate when you do this analytics talk to me. When did you turn this analytics guy, man?
When did you turn this analytics guy?
I'm not analytics, but I'm about facts. Everybody knows. See, here's the funny thing. Everybody's going to be talking about Cardi, right, and Remy. Cardi good. Cardi got hits after hits coming. Cardi got tour after tour. Cardi in a good space. Cardi's not affected at all. We know that Cardi makes Nicki Minaj cry.
I think Cardi's affected.
You know
I think
that,
Cardi's
right?
affected. I think Cardi is affected. Let me tell you why I think Cardi's affected. Not when it comes to the – not while she's popping right now and she has the light glowing on her right now, Watson.
But she does seem to be a tad bit insecure about certain things. And I don't think she's happy. I think she's the type of person that just want to make her music, go home to Offset, and just chill. And the politics that go with hip-hop, I don't know if she's not a seasoned veteran like Nicki is. You get what I'm saying? She does not.
If you listen to Cardi B's album, which I still do, which I play every day, she has a song where she says, I get
wait, you say you play it every day? You said you play Cardi B music every day?
Yeah, I play Cardi B's album every day. I play Cardi B's album every day.
Dog, I haven't played an album since the show, my dude. But
here's what I can say. Because there's nobody else who can stand in my face and talk about hip-hop with me and even dare question what I listen to. Because I listen to more than just Cardi B's album. But that's beside the point. What I'm saying is that Cardi B has said on the album that she's insecure about people who say stuff in the comment section, that makes her – that really upsets her, that makes her sad. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all overwhelming to her to go from where she was to a superstar, not a rap star.
That's why I said Nicki is still more seasoned veteran compared to Cardi B to the point you just made. That's why I said that.
Yeah, right. Now, here's the thing. You know, if you go on Twitter right now, as me and you are doing this podcast on hip hop, Barbie Tings is trending. The song is trending.
I gotta say, I hate the way you say Barbie Tings. I hate the way you say Barbie Tings. Get out of here with that.
Bobby King. So the reason why I have to highlight this is because not only did she shoot a video for Bobby Tings, it's being talked about. And Dre, if me and you are going to talk about it, what about the song are we going to talk about? If me and you keep it real and we talk hip hop.
The subliminal shots. The subliminal shots. The subliminal shots.
At who?
At Remy.
In your opinion, is this rollout successful?
Rollout successful?
Yes.
I guess it depends who you ask, because now she's dropped two songs in less than 24 hours. We just got an interview with that cornball Zane Lowe. So maybe, I guess, for her, is it a good rollout? She's playing the pity party right now. She wants everybody to kiss her ass. She feel that people are not genuine to her. And you're talking about Cash Doll and Asian Doll and all these chicks. Because you know why, Nikki? They don't matter. They don't matter. And how do you know they're being genuine anyway, Onika? What the hell are you talking about, man? Get a grip, Nikki, man. Get a grip. Yo, boy, yo, my dude, that girl really annoys me, man. And I don't bash women because I got a wife and I got a daughter, so I will never bash women. I'll never call out a name and do no reckless talk like that. We don't do that up here. But she just annoys me, dude. This is hip-hop, so you in hip-hop, everybody gets it. I don't care who you are. But she just annoys me, man. I like the way Cardi moves more than Nicki. Now, do I think Nicki's a more polished season veteran? Of course. She has years under her stripe. You just highlighted she held it down for 7 years. You get what I'm saying? I still feel Cardi has to tweak some things. But to the Remy thing, Remy's sitting back laughing. She likes shit like this, dog. You barking up the wrong tree. That tree might fall on you, Jay-Z verse. That's real. That's just a fact. You messing with the wrong chick, Nicki. You messing with the, because Remy not insecure. She not insecure. I can tell you that right now. She going to come for your head. Believe that. Would it shock you right now if Remy's at the boot in the stool right now, dropping a verse? Would it shock you?
It wouldn't shock me, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's why. So Nicki Minaj just posted on Instagram today, right? The Instagram iTunes charts. The number one song is Chun-Li. The number one song is Chun-Li. And the number four song is Bobby Tings.
Wow.
Okay?
My dude, it's only trending because of Nicki Minaj and people don't want to see what she got to talk about.
No.
That's all it is.
This is from trending. No, this is not trending. This is people who buy music off of iTunes for $1.29. This is not trending. Now we're beyond trending. This is people taking out money and buying it. So today,
right,
when people are
just
buying,
just because you purchase a product, if I go to Chili's right now and I get a steak and potatoes, that doesn't mean it's going to be good. It tastes good because I bought it.
I understand that, but what it does show you is that Remy, there are levels to this.
Knock it off with the levels talk. What levels? Like, you're not even popping like that, man.
No, listen.
Rap City, man. I wish you, Rap City, do me a favor. Can you get all these chicks for me? Just drop three verses. Get all these broads, man. Please.
So this is how I look at it. Remy, today was a lost day for you. You lost.
It was not a lost day. She didn't respond. How was it a lost day when you get sneak attacked?
Wait a minute, my dude.
It's not a lost day. It's not a lost day.
So,
it's a lost day for Nicki, if anything. It's a lost day for
Dre,
her.
So to Dre, it's not a lost day for Remy.
No,
Watson
not at all.
Watson says it's a lost day.
I totally disagree with that.
On Bobby Tang, that's one. Now,
no, you're
acting
like she just dropped Eat or Takeover or The Bitch in You or some shit like that or No Vaseline. What are you talking about?
Now, Nicki, this is where you take the loss. You actually cried because you didn't like the way Cardi. You actually cried because you didn't like the way you didn't like Cardi's. You didn't like Cardi's response on her first interview for Motorsport. You really following Cardi like that? Like, you're really following every interview she gives? So clearly you are a fan of Cardi. And the one
I see why you and Safari was together, man. Both of y'all are cornballs. I see why Nicki and Safari were together for how long they were. Both cornballs. And it's a shame. They both Trini and they both Jamaican. I'm Trini Jamaican. Everybody else is smart.
Can I do a quick sidebar? Can I do a quick sidebar on hip hop? Who has held hip-hop down for 10 summers?
Jay-Z.
Dre, I'm going to ask you again. Who has held hip-hop down for 10 summers?
Hov.
Okay. Can you tell me the 10 summers that he's done that? Can you give me the time span? What year to what year?
It's been longer than from 96 to 2000.
But
the answer is from 96 to 2003, 4, the Black Album.
That's,
then he took a hiatus.
That's not 10 years. I asked you 10 years. So I'm going to ask you again. Who held hip-hop down?
Nobody's telling me down for 10 years. Nobody's telling me down for 10 summers.
Not you personally, but hip-hop.
No one.
So let me ask you a question. If I tell you an artist came out with a number one mixtape / album in 2009, 10 years later in 2018.
Dog, I don't care about no Drake, man.
I'm just asking a simple question. 10 years later, he has the number one song in America.
Dog, why are we talking about Aubrey,
for
man?
11
why are we talking about Aubrey?
Wait, come on. For 11, I asked you if I could do a quick sidebar. You said yes. I'm asking you because I want to know.
The only two females that I know ran to Zane Lowe was Aubrey and Nicki Minaj. Only two females I know that ran to Zane Lowe. That's it. What's
and I
point?
Want to say this. Who makes better pop commercial songs, Jay-Z or Drake?
Drake. He can have that. What am I going to do?
Thank you. Cartwheels in my backyard?
What does that mean? It doesn't mean shit to me.
It means nothing to me. Drake means nothing to me.
And let me tell you something, Common Boys. No, I'm not hurt. I just don't like his music. I think he's a joke. He don't write his bars. Let's be clear on that. Watson don't never want to talk about that. He don't ever want to talk about this boy do not write his bars at all. And are we gonna come to some real talk here with PSA Hip Hop? Because Elliot Wilson ain't gonna do it. Ebro's not gonna do it. Charlamagne ain't gonna do it. None of them niggas ain't gonna do it. That boy last two albums were trash. They were not good. And if they were just good to y'all, oh, it was okay. If this boy is holding our summers, why is his last two albums been caca juice?
But
why?
See, here's the thing. This is where
why?
You're wrong.
No, I don't hear no wrong about nothing. Don't tell me about no fucking sales, Watson.
Miss me with the sales talk.
I'm talking about quality of music.
Okay.
I'm talking about
like
albums
you didn't
that's
like
going to stand
you didn't like
the test
you didn't like
of
views?
Time.
You didn't like Views? Because I liked Views a lot. You see, this
views
is
trash. Views was fucking garbage.
Not to me.
It was trash.
I liked Views. And I play
it. I want to thank you, Drake,
for acknowledging that Jersey Drake, a.k.a. Aubrey from the Six, makes better pop commercial songs than Hov.
I'm not going to let you do that. First of all, Jay-Z, wait a minute. Jay-Z is much more diverse than Drake. True or false?
False.
Watson, I swear if I saw you right now, man, on the real, man, we'd have to take, yo, you'd have to shoot a fair one. Nah, dog, you got to shoot a fade, man. You'd have to shoot
Jay-Z
a favor to me, dog.
Where's Drake's
Meet the Parents at? Where is Drake's Minority Report at? Where's Drake Meet the Parents song at? Where they at?
Wait a minute.
What, his Godplay video? What are you going to run to his Godplay video? Is that what you're going to put up your ass?
Wait a minute. So,
Jay-Z is much well more diverse than Drake. 444 was 20 times better than Views.
No, he's not.
And More Life.
No, he's
put
not.
Together. That's a fact.
Okay. Simple question.
Jay-Z has way more classic albums than Drake.
Listen.
You can't fight me on that, nigga. Drake don't got no better albums than Reasonable Doubt. Drake don't got no better albums. Get the fuck out of here, man.
So now can you answer some questions? That I have to ask you? Does Jay-Z sing?
Thank God he doesn't.
Does Drake sing? Does
My
Drake
nigga,
have songs?
What are we doing on PSA? What are we doing on PSA hip hop? We talk about Griselda. We talk about raw gutter hip hop.
I want you.
And you coming with me
to
with Keith Sweat? The Keith Sweat of hip hop? The Elder Barge of hip hop?
Okay. Okay, I'll end it off with a simple question. Who has more number one songs, Drake or Jay-Z?
For me, Jay-Z.
No. On Billboard. On Billboard. Who has more number one songs?
I don't give a fuck about no Billboard talk, my nigga.
Okay. I understand that. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Numbers don't lie. So I'm asking you again. Who has more number one songs on Billboard Hot 100, Jay-Z or Drake?
You tell me.
I'm asking
you tell
the
me.
Question.
You tell me.
Drake does.
I don't watch
Drake
numbers,
does.
Nigga.
He did it in half the time.
I don't watch numbers, nigga.
Now you half of me. You don't watch Bill's lie. Because that's what Drake has done in half of whole career. Now, that was the sideball.
I refuse to put Drake and Hope on the same. I just hate. I hate when you niggas try to put Drake and Jay on the same table, man.
Elliot Wilson did.
He want an interview. He wants an interview.
Elliot Wilson did.
Because he wants an interview. That's why.
Kendrick and Hove. According
Drake ain't even better than Kendrick, so I don't know where the fuck niggas going with that.
Drake, Kendrick,
I'm copping a Drake album.
According
I'm copping
to
a
LA
Drake
Wilson.
Album first, and I'm copping a J. Cole album first before Drake. That's a fact.
So let's rewind. We both feel Nicki Minaj played herself. So check this out. We both agree that Nicki Minaj played herself in this interview.
Twice on Sunday.
Played herself because she came off like she's a victim. You're crying because of the interview Cardi B made, and then you dry snitching on Quavo. We're gonna call it dry snitching.
Facts.
I text him, and he said, "Well, you're not my girl, so I ain't gonna back you up like that." Really, Nicki? That's what you're gonna say?
Well, some people say she kept it funky and she put it out there. You know, some people look at
that
differently,
homie. You're not.
But
I agree.
But some people like that. Well, let's be real. As hip hop fans, we do like the dirty laundry coming out for years. How many stories you and I heard throughout the years?
What?
Come on now. It's just the 80s, my nigga.
There's a difference between hip hop stories and her dry snitching to make a narrative where she's the victim.
Okay. I can agree.
You heard her? No, nobody defended me. Nobody had anything to say to defend me. Nicki, then call up any. There's not one urban radio station in America that will not take your call for you to just say what went down on motorsport. You're talking
Nicki,
about.
I'll even take your call, Nicki. Nicki Minaj. You won't dare come talk to me and this nigga. You won't dare do that shit. I'm not saying that.
Nicki,
I'm not even saying that on a threatening level.
You're the greatest female rapper.
I'm just talking on some hip hop shit.
Nicki, you can talk to me because I've already crowned you the greatest female MC of all time.
That's stupid shit. No. And I would tell him he's a fucking liar. I'll tell you, Nicki, he's lying. That's not true. I don't got you over Kim. I don't got you over Foxy. I don't got you over Light. I don't even got you over Rod Digger. That's a fact
now,
for me.
Tell me how Nicki Minaj is not over Rod Digger. Go ahead. Tell me how.
Because I like Dirty Harry more than Pink Friday and any project Nicki Minaj ever dropped.
Okay. So that's,
and I think Rhapsody is the best female rapper hands down right now. That's a fact.
Okay.
Rhapsody will rap these bitches in circles.
Rhapsody, you nothing but a fake Bahamadia. Stop it.
Don't do that. That's mad disrespectful, son.
You're talking to the wrong
that's
person. You fake Muhammad.
That's foul.
Gene Gray exists no more? Gene Gray don't exist no more?
First of all,
I didn't hear none of you. I didn't hear none of you Rhapsody lovers say a word about Gene Gray when she's doing songs with everybody on OK.
Wait a minute. I like Gene Gray, so you're talking to the wrong person. I rock with Gene Gray.
Now y'all hear Rhapsody, and y'all act like y'all never heard of Bahamut Dia and never heard of Gene Gray. You give me a break.
In the climate of hip-hop, when you got the Cash Dolls and all these girls want to be ratchet and turn up, Rhapsody got her own lane. She got a female Q-tip side to her, She got a Lawrence on her. She got a light to her. She can rap. So I don't. And to be honest, she's literally competitive than Bombardier.
Listen to this so you can understand it. She cannot rap lyrically better than 3D Naki.
How many projects does 3D Naki have? More than Rhapsody? She can't make songs. She can't make songs better than Rhapsody.
Yes, she can. She's like Lauryn Hill. Let me be clear. You disrespect the legacy of Lauryn Hill when you compare to Rhapsody. Are you crazy?
I'm just talking about being able to rhyme and harmonize, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
Comparing her to Lauryn Hill? Are you bugging?
Dog.
Rhapsody gives me that buggy feel.
You could tell she was influenced by Lauryn, fam. You could tell she was influenced by Lauryn. That's what I'm saying.
Very clear. Rhapsody does not give the L boogie feel. She may give you the L boogie feel.
I'm not saying, wait. Dog, I said she was influenced. Get the sugar daddy out your ear. I said she was influenced. Influenced.
Cannot rap better than 3D Naki.
Okay, fine.
All right.
All right. All right, man. Yeah, let's go to NBA right now.
NBA talk.
My dude, the playoffs are here, man. The playoffs are here. We have the matchups. Let's get right into it, man. The number two seed, my dude. The Golden State Warriors against the San Antonio Spurs, my guy. There'll be no Kawhi Leonard, obviously. He hasn't played with 9 games this year. And obviously in the first round, there'll be no Steph Curry in the first round. Any concerns with Golden State and San Antonio in the first round?
I have no concerns because they have Draymond Green, who's an all-star, and they have the best catch-and-shooter in the NBA in Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson. I have no concerns because they have the leading catch-and-shooter in Klay Thompson, who, if according to Dre, was on another team, he'd probably be the NBA team. So because they have Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, I'm not worried at all.
At all? These guys are playing kind of bad going into the playoffs, dog.
I'm not worried at all.
At all? I tell you this, though.
If
they beat the Golden State Warriors, this is all on KD. You do know that, right? Like, you are aware of that, right?
I'm not worried at all about this series, at all.
Dog, that's not what I asked you. I said to you, no. Let me say it again.
Okay,
If the Spurs beat the Warriors.
You're right. It's all on KD.
Okay. I just want to make sure we clarify that. What do you mean, okay?
Do me a favor. Make a case how the Spurs can win this series. And make a case. Make a hypothetical case how the Spurs are going to beat this team.
First of all, they got the best coach in the NBA, Popovich. True or false?
True.
All right. Are the Warriors playing good basketball, dog, going into the playoffs? They got blown out by 40 points against Utah Jazz.
No, they're not. They're not playing.
Now, obviously, when you win championships, you always hear the same rhetoric, Watson, guys hate the regular season. Then they turn it up a notch when the playoffs. Only concerns I have is this. We now know that this is Steph Curry's team. Like, we knew before, but if we didn't know before, KD, you won NBA Finals MVP last year, because some can make the argument, Watson, that Steph took a backseat, so to speak. This is all on KD in the first round. That's all I'm saying. I think the Spurs are playing better than the Warriors right now, but I'm not saying they're better than the Warriors. I think they're playing better basketball going into the playoffs.
Let's make our predictions. We're going to make our predictions on every round. Who do you think is going to win this series, and then how many games?
I got Warriors in 6.
Okay. I agree with you. I have Warriors in 6. I agree with you, Dre, that they will win this series, and they will win this series because of KD. I agree with you. Let's go to the next one.
I don't like the way you talk, though, fam.
My man.
Like you don't, you don't,
my man.
There's no respect for the Spurs at all.
You just made it. Yeah, I do. I said they potentially will
win 6 games. Doesn't sound like that to me.
They will potentially win 2 games, and I will pick them to win the first round, and it will be because of KD. And I will absolve Klay Thompson of anything. Because like you said, it's all going to be on KD. So Klay Thompson, you do not have to worry about what you do in this series at all. Because if KD is not good and they lose, don't worry about anything you do because it doesn't matter what you
no,
do.
No. Klay has to, no. Klay Thompson has to play ball also. Klay Thompson, you have to average in this series, he'd have to average about 22 to me. You have to get 22 a game.
Can he do it?
Of course.
Can he average 22? Okay,
of course.
So then, let me ask you a question. Is KD going to average 22? Are you convinced? Do you know for a fact KD will average 22?
25.
Okay.
Maybe 30.
What about the all-star Draymond?
I'm concerned about Draymond, man, because he's been injured. I'm concerned about Klay and Draymond because injuries have hampered them a little bit this year. You know what I'm saying? They missed a slew of games.
If San Antonio won this, would it upset you at all? Or because your Knicks are not in it and you have no rooting body for
them? I'm not a hater like that. I'm not a hater. Relax. I'm not a hater. Relax.
If San Antonio won this series, you would have no problem with it.
Well,
as an NBA
I do love upsets. Well, I would say this. I do love upsets, but I don't want Golden State losing in the first round. I don't want that to happen because I want to see the good teams get to the Western Conference Finals. There's only three teams that we really care about. There's only three teams we really care about in the Western Conference.
So we do agree. We agree that Golden State is going to win this first
round.
Yeah,
but I got more respect for the Spurs than you do, though. I have more respect on the Spurs than you do, though.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So, all right, no problem. Let's go to the next one.
Two teams that you ride for. You ride for certain players on these two particular teams in the Eastern Conference. You were right about the Raptors being very successful in the regular season. But they're playing the Washington Wizards, sir. Talk to me, man. The Washington Wizards and the Toronto Raptors, man. How are we doing this?
The Toronto Raptors and the Houston Rockets are playing very, very tough eighth seeds. They're playing eighth seeds that are not really eighth seeds. Washington had an injury to their biggest star for the last 2 months of the season, so they fell to the eighth seed. And as you know, Minnesota
that
had to play.
Of John Wall. They played good without John Wall. What are you talking about?
No, they fell off though.
They fell off when he came back. Also, they lost by LeBron. Weren't they up by 30 points in Cleveland? And LeBron came back and kicked their ass. And John Wall made two long-head plays and a turnover. Yeah, that was John Wall. Yeah, that guy.
This is going to be a tough series for Toronto.
That's a fact.
It's going to be a tough series because they have one of the most outstanding guards in the NBA in Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal can go up against any guard. He's an elite two guard.
I don't know if he's elite.
Well,
elite.
Do you think he's how much
he's
better do you think DeRozan
he's
is?
He's not setting the table.
You don't
Harden.
Think he can go point for point with DeRozan? You don't think Bradley Beal can go head up with DeMar DeRozan every single game?
Yeah.
I do. I believe Bradley Beal can do that.
I think DeRozan has over Bradley Beal, he's more athletic.
Bradley Beal is
a better jump shooter.
And he don't got a better handle than Bradley Beal.
Wait a minute, my dude. Something like Bradley Beal is Tim Hardaway Sr. or something. Relax.
So let me ask you a
handles.
Who has a better handle, Bradley Beal or DeMar DeRozan?
That ain't saying much.
Now, just answer the question. Let's talk NBA, man. Don't. Not
I guess I guess Bradley Beal, but he's acting like he's some.
Okay.
He's Kyrie.
So my point is, no, he's not. Nobody's Kyrie. Nobody in the history of the game is Kyrie. So that's a bad person to compare him to. You're comparing him to the greatest ball handler in the history of the NBA.
I'm glad you know that.
I do know that. Of course,
okay.
I know that.
Put some respect
of
on my son Kyrie's name.
That. Of course, I know that. Now, this is going to be a tough first round, in my personal opinion, for Toronto. I hate it.
I love it for the fact that you have to sit there and watch your boys go at it. I love it.
Yes, and I don't like it because I wanted LeBron to face both of these teams to get to the finals, and he's not going to do it. They're going to take one. I hate that he's not going to face both of these teams. I really don't like that. I believe Washington is going to give them a tough first round, but then again, Washington is going to prepare them for Cleveland in that second round.
How is an AC going to prepare first seed? What are you talking about, Watson? How is an AC going to prepare first seed?
They're not a 2-8 seed, my guy.
Bill Parcells once said, "You are what your record is, my dude." You cannot say that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is, but we can go.
Bill Parcells? You don't know who Bill Parcells is?
Nope.
Let's not playing stupid. You don't know
Do me and you talk? We don't talk NFL football.
Because you don't football.
We don't talk NFL football. We don't talk it because I don't know nothing about it. So I have no idea what you're talking about. So
we watch football. You didn't watch it this year because of Colin Kaepernick. I got the Raptors in. I got the Raptors in six or seven. It can go seven games. Would it surprise you?
I agree with you.
If this series goes seven games,
not at all. It won't surprise me at all. I think this is a tough matchup for the Raptors. Six, seven games, just like you said.
I don't trust John Wall. And the Raptors got a better bench, my dude. They got a better bench than
And that is why I'm picking. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm picking Toronto. Remember, I'm going to pick Toronto. I'm picking Toronto.
And how many games?
Six or seven.
All right. Next series, my dude. I'm looking forward to this, Watson. I will be watching this game at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Glued to the TV. I'm pretty sure you and I are going to be texting each other. Probably want to do a show. I'm glad the playoffs are here. Very interested in Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers, my guy. I am very interested in that. I don't think Joel Embiid is playing game one, if I'm correct on the reports that I'm reading. He's not expected to play game one. But talk to me, man. Miami Heat and the Philadelphia trust the process Sixers, man. Do you trust
because
the process?
I don't like, because there's not one player on the Heat that I like, that I can stomach to watch, this is one of the boring first-round series for me.
Oh,
I don't like
stop anybody. It.
I don't like
– You don't like Whiteside?
Let me ask you a question. You mean Whiteside who doesn't play in the fourth quarter and he's like, yo, I'm getting disrespected? You thought I didn't know that, right? You
but he still has game,
that.
Though. He still has
you
game,
thought
though,
I didn't
fam.
Know that, did you?
Of course you do. You watch basketball. What are you talking about? You watch basketball.
Here's the thing. I don't like the Heat. I don't like their coach. I don't like Pat Riley. I don't like the organization.
Take the hate
and
out. See, that's hate, though, fam. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't like Miami either. I'm a Knicks fan, so I should hate them more than you. You know what I'm saying? But relax.
I am desperate. I am desperate for the Sixers to get them out of here in six games. I'm desperate. If they can get them out here faster, that's what I want. I don't want Philly to play because Philly's a young team. They won 15 in a row.
Another team coming into the playoffs on a hot streak, on a more hotter than any team in the NBA right now is the Philadelphia 76ers. They won 16
Absolutely.
In a row
15,
going into this playoffs.
16 in a row. 16 in a row, they won 50 games. Me and you would never have predicted this. We would never have predicted this. So this is shocking. They put Ben Simmons' stats up to Magic Johnson's rookie year. Ben Simmons is averaging more rebounds, more assists, and 1.5 less points than Magic. So Ben Simmons is literally having a better rookie year than Magic Johnson did his first season. That's saying a lot.
But Magic won the championship, though.
I understand that. I totally understand that.
Put some respect on Magic.
This is not a serious show. Magic Johnson is one of my favorite players of all time. I hate Boston. I lived for Magic Johnson. The only time I rooted against Magic Johnson is when he went against my first basketball hero, Julius Erving. That's the only time I rooted against Magic because Dr. J was my hero. Okay? Maybe not your hero, but he definitely was mine, right? So, but for –
Don't put some respect on Miami's name, though, son. This is going to be a tough series for Philly, man.
None.
It's going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough. No, this is going to be a good series, my dude. I guarantee you every game goes down to go down to the wire.
This is my least favorite series in the playoffs.
Dwayne Wade has more playoff experience than anybody on the court.
Dwayne Wade is washed.
Let's be clear on that.
Dwayne
Wade. I agree. He says he's washed, but let's see what he does in the playoffs. You know, he might turn up a little bit.
We both,
you know.
So here's once again, we're both picking the Sixers to win this series, aren't we?
In 5 or 6.
Thank you. You see, we did no disagreement. We
and
both
I'm going to 6.
Let me just say this. This Embiid, he might not be ready. I don't like that talk.
Me neither.
I don't like, because if you're not ready for game one, why are you ready for game two? What does a day or 2 days make? So that means you're really still hurt. So I have concerns. I'm going to be real. I have concerns when you don't have a young team, Olajuwon.
Dog, and another concern is this. You're not putting respect on Miami, but I'm saying this. If they can find a way to get Ben Simmons out of here, because let's be real, in the playoffs, it turns into a half-court game. We all know that. The game slows down a little bit. I'm just saying, this is Ben Simmons. They say the playoffs are different, my dude. They always say that. You've heard, you and I have watched basketball players say that for years. Have we not heard basketball players say playoffs are different?
I have a simple question for you. Has there ever been an NBA player that you liked that didn't play good in the playoffs? That he was always only good in the regular season, but he never played good in the playoffs?
Yes.
I don't like this kind of talk. The playoffs are different. Ain't no such thing. If you're great, you're going to be great in the playoffs too. What do you mean? What, they're going to forget how to play? So I
watched my nigga. I watched Chuck Knobloch for the Yankees forget how to throw the first base, my dude. I've witnessed that.
Chuck Knobloch?
Yeah.
First of all, baseball is very different. If you have a great pitcher, you can really shut down a great hitter. You know that. You know better.
Yeah.
And you know,
you got to put runs up. You got to put runs up also. I mean, come on.
But, all right.
All I'm saying is this. All I'm saying, Watson, is this. If they can find a way to try to shut down Ben Simmons, or maybe not shut him down, but try to slow him up and force him into a jump shooter and get the ball out of his hand more and force Covington and J.J. Redick and those guys, you know, because I have concerns about Embiid also. That's my guy.
You said force him to be a jump shooter. He doesn't shoot jump shots. You can't force him
exactly.
to do what he does not do. But he doesn't shoot it, so you're not going to force him.
Dog,
game is
when the shot clock is down 5-4 and he's dribbling,
okay.
When the shot clock is down 5-4-3 and he got
to
make a decision, and then everybody's, you know.
Simply, if you're not concerned the way you just articulated, why are you picking them in 5?
Because they're the hottest team in the NBA.
Without young Olajuwon.
Slow down. Let's not do that. Don't do that. See, don't do that. Don't do that. No, let's not call him young Olajuwon yet, man. All right. So we both got Philly winning that. And in the nightcap, haha, your dark horse team snuck through the back door. The New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm actually looking forward to Dame and Anthony Davis going at it, my dude. Talk to me, man. Your Pelicans, man. They made the playoffs.
I'm very happy that the Pelicans made the playoffs. Now, you want to talk about playoff experience, playoff veteran. They have been my dark horse team. You know, I've been on them all season because they had DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. I'm very thrilled that they were able to maintain their level of relevancy. I thought they would fall off a cliff without Cousins. I was
wrong.
Hey,
shout out to Alvin Gentry, because you and I were critical of Alvin Gentry the whole year. So shout out to Alvin Gentry. He held it down.
Yes. Yes, I agree. But there's a but. Do you see them winning this first round?
I don't, but I think this could be a 7-game series, my dude. It could be.
Let me say this.
This could be 6 or 7, like for real.
Drew Holiday.
Listen. It's all about the tandems. You got Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday, and you got Dame, and you got C.J. McCollum.
But see, I'm going to take it a step further. I think this is a series where Rondo can control it. Because last year, if Rondo didn't get hurt, Chicago might have got Boston up out of here. And then Rondo got hurt after they won game one. Rondo still has games in him where he can play. I'm a believer in Rondo. This is where I'm going to give the veteran, vet savvy of Rondo, a lot of credit, because he's going to kill
Dame is
going to
abuse. Dame is going to abuse him.
No, it's not about Dame abusing him, because that's not what Rondo's here for. Rondo is here to just run the show.
And facilitate, man. He's here to facilitate, man. It's called
yeah,
it is, bro.
Yes, I agree. A great listen. is a great facilitator bad to have? Well, just nothing wrong with being a great facilitator.
Chris Paul is one
and
of
when
the
you
best
have somebody
ever.
Like when you have somebody like Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday,
I like Drew Holiday a lot, man.
And let me just say this. I won't be shocked if I won't be surprised if my dark horse team, my young Watson's dark horse team, beats Portland. I would not be surprised. Anthony Davis is the best player in this series. Does anybody disagree with me on that? Okay.
How about Dame? So that's not far behind though. To the 85ers who don't watch basketball on a regular. Not up on Dame Lillard. We know about Dame. Come on. I like Dame and McCollum, man. I really like the 1-2 punch.
I like the 1-2 punch of
Drew. And what's going to happen if Anthony Davis gets in foul trouble? What's going to happen?
They can't survive him in foul trouble. They cannot survive 1 second
at all.
At all.
If Boogie's here, how confident you'd be if Boogie was here?
I would pick them. If Boogie was
on this Boogie team, was here. Okay, go ahead.
If Boogie was here, I would pick this team to go to the Western Conference Finals.
Come on,
that's
son.
How much I believe in Boogie and Anthony Davis.
My nigga, stop. Come on, dog. Western Conference Finals.
Was this not my dark horse team? Was I not riding with them every time we did NBA talk?
You could ride with a lot of people, but you could ride with somebody, but come on.
Come on. And I was really hard on Alvin Gentry, like, come on, you got these two dominant players. You got to win with them. Well, he's winning with one of them. So I got to salute that. And I salute it.
So you got Portland how many games, fam?
Seven.
You got seven games? I'm going Portland. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going Portland in seven. Let's go to Sunday games. My guy, the Milwaukee Bucks against the Boston Celtics. No Kyrie, man. It pains me. No Kyrie. Damn it, man. But hey, shout out to Brad Stevens. Had the Celtics still made the playoffs. Still held down that number two spot. Talk to me, man. The Greek Freak.
His name is Giannis. Okay? His name is Giannis, a.k.a. the Greek Freak. Will we agree that he is the best player in this series? Any debate? Is there any debate?
Come on, son. Yeah, man. Let's continue, man.
Is he the best player in this series?
Dog, continue, of course, man.
I
want to
establish that me and you on the same
page.
Yes,
man. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's the problem. I think Brad Stevens is the better coach. I think he's the better coach. I think he's going to get better defense from these guys. I could see Boston beating the Bucks in seven games.
Damn, you took my thunder.
On the edge of coaching.
So you both agree that this is not going to be a cakewalk for Boston, even though they're number two seed in the East. We both agree with that, right?
I'm picking Boston in seven. I'm saying the Bucks are going to give them a fight. But Brad Stevens
got these
boys playing.
I agree.
Brad Stevens got these boys playing, man. I mean, he Brad Stevens gets every ounce. He gets put his way. You like two-way players, or you like players that play defense.
You're picking up Boston. We're not saying nothing about Milwaukee. We're saying this is going to seven, but you're giving like, kudos to the Celtics. The way you sound, you think the Celtics will win this in five.
Nah, they won't because the best player on the court is the Greek Freak. Nobody could deal with him. Jaylen Brown ain't better than him. Nobody on the team better. Mike Rozier ain't better than him.
Let me tell you something. I don't subscribe to that theory because I've noticed a couple times you go, who's the best player on the court? Sometimes you can let the best player on the court go for his and shut everybody down. Let the Greek Freak get his 35 a game in this series
But 9 times out of 10, the guy with the best player on the court, his team is going to win. As we get to another team we follow, we'll establish who's the best player on the court, and let's see if we pick against his team.
All right, I got the Celtics in seven.
So we agree on that. So we haven't disagreed on any series yet.
No, and that's a really scary reason. You disagree a lot.
Let's go.
Indiana at Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
LeBron in five.
I got Cleveland in six. I'm gonna give the Pacers two.
You know what? I take that back. I got LeBron sweeping them, man.
Okay.
I got LeBron sweeping the Pacers.
I'm gonna give the Pacers two wins out of respect for that everybody thought they would lose the Paul George trade, and they came out good.
Victor Oladipo was playing with Russell Westbrook, and when you play with Russ, sometimes your game diminishes when you play with him. And he showed us that he can go to this team and carry, do a better job.
You mean like KD's game diminished while he played with Russell Westbrook and won four scoring titles? You mean that's how
he just ran out the back door.
That's KD
that ran away from Russ.
KD ran away from Russ
because he didn't want to play with him no more, and he decided to play with more stars. They just one star.
Think
about that for a minute.
Right.
KD left Russ ass, wanted to play with two other stars and Draymond Green, but couldn't stay with one player. What did I tell you? Continue.
Why did Kyrie leave Cleveland?
Kyrie, that wasn't a good decision. That's just a fact.
Why did Kyrie leave Cleveland?
He wanted to be his own man.
That's why he left Cleveland?
Yeah.
That's why he left Cleveland? He left Cleveland because he wanted to be his own. That's the answer you will give me?
Yes.
Because he want to play with LeBron James. That's why he left Cleveland. He wants to be his own man. Nonsense.
He wants to be his own man. It's the same thing
that happened with Kyrie, but you can't say that. Unbelievable.
Can't say what?
I just told you the man wants to be his own man. I have the Cavs in six, and you got Cleveland in the sweep, but I got them in six.
All right. Next game. This is one of the most exciting games in the Western Conference, in my opinion, for the first round. I'll be glued to every minute, every dribble of this game, of this series, pardon me. Utah Jazz, Oklahoma City. Hey, Melo, back in the playoffs. And all you dumbass Knicks fans, I'm ready with Melo. Fuck out of here, man. Y'all sound dumb as hell, my niggas. What a hoodie Melo, playoff Melo. What has Melo done in the playoffs? Shut up! Go ahead, Watson.
I'm going to pick the Thunder to win this series in six or seven games. I have high respect for Jazz, the way they're coached. I think Donovan Mitchell is going to show everybody why he's my Rookie of the Year. He's going to be going against Hall of Famers and All-Stars. When he plays, anybody guards in the backcourt will be either Russell Westbrook or Carmelo Hoodie Mello. He cannot guard any one of them. So this is a rookie who's going to be in the playoffs, and he's going to be going against his idols. It's going to be difficult for him to process this. You were in a dorm room in Louisville under Rick Pitino last year this time, and now you're going against the man who just had averaged a triple-double for the second year in a row, and you're going against the
Padded triple double. Did you watch the Miami game where they just allowed him to grab rebounds? They were like, yo, Russ, we're just going to let you grab it. I'm not mad at it. I will not continue this NBA conversation. I'm not knocking Russ.
I'm just pointing
out the obvious.
In the last game of the season. You cannot pad a triple double in the last game of the season.
Because he needed to grab 16 boards. And Steven Adams and the rest of those guys. You know what's funny, though? Melo, who's known for rebounding, who curses when he grabs a rebound. Fuck out of here. You know when Melo grabs a rebound and curses and all that? Dog, it's obvious last night they wanted Russ to get the 16 boards. I'm not mad at that. I'm just pointing out the obvious. That's all. I'm not mad at it, but a point of the obvious.
Do you put an asterisk by this triple double?
No, not at all. It's padded. I don't put an asterisk next to it.
I'm picking the Thunder in six or seven.
I'm picking the Thunder in six. I think Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
This is big boy basketball. You're not ready yet. I don't trust the other guys around you. I salute you. You're my Rookie of the Year. In fact, it wouldn't even surprise me if you have a bad series. I'm not expecting you to. But this is the playoffs, bro.
And this is Jason Tatum.
I got to see what y'all boys are made of in the playoffs. I believe
Donovan Mitchell can get overwhelmed in a series like this. Because this is a series.
But then again, he's coming into the series with a chip on his shoulder because he still feels he's going to get snubbed from the rookie of the year.
But listen, Russell Westbrook is not the one who's going to take it easy on you. He's going to be killing.
That's a fact.
He's going to be This series is going to basically depend on how Russell Westbrook decides he wants to play every game. Are you going to facilitate or are you just going to go ham and
score? You can get the erratic. You can get the erratic Russell sometimes when it's 90-90 with 59
seconds
left.
That's why I said it's going to go based on how Russell wants to play it.
That's why I always say Chris Paul's IQ is better than Russell Westbrook, and you never agree with me, but I think you'll agree with me now. Again.
Why would I agree with you now? I don't agree with you, and I will never, ever agree with you on that. I will never, ever agree with you on that. Ever. Now, since you want to go to Chris Paul, let's go to Chris Paul's first round against your Dark Horse team.
Houston in five. Or sweep.
Why?
In fact, Houston is sweeping.
Why?
It's not Minnesota's turn yet, my dude. They just barely snuck in the back door with a fight with Denver Nuggets. They, you know what I'm saying?
Houston,
they're not ready yet.
Houston is six. Timberwolves are going to get two games, and the Rockets are going to sweat out the six-game win.
Dog, they beat them. They swept them in the regular season by 10 points or more. In four games, dog, I got the Rockets sweeping. I got the Rockets sweeping, man. Rockets got they blame on Golden State and OKC, man. You know what I mean? So, we both agree with that, right?
Yes.
All right. Take us home, my G.
PSA Podcast, home of the man with the highest IQ in basketball history, Chris Paul, even though he's never played in the Western Conference Finals in his life. Even though he's never played in the Western Conference Finals in his life, even though Russell Westbrook played in
That's not his fault, though. Dog, I hate when y'all niggas do that about Chris Paul. That's not his fault, dog. He played with that soft, light-skinned nigga Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, who all he can do is catch alley-oops. That's it. He can't create his own shot.
His IQ is just so off the charts, man, that it's never gotten out the second round, but that means nothing. Let me quote Skip Bayless. PSA Hip Hop, CP Zero. Guess what, CP Zero? For me to call you CP3,
don't do that, son.
He has to be in the
Eastern Conference
Finals for the first time.
Put some respect on Chris Paul, man.
But you want to hear some high IQ? Your IQ, so let me tell you why Chris Paul is smart. Chris Paul has a high IQ because he came to Houston and knew and understood James Harden was better than him. And he played
with him. Wait. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that, dog. Don't act like James Harden is the only sole reason they're the number one seed in the Western Conference, in the NBA period, pardon me. It's not solely
because
of James
Harden. James Harden's the best player on that team. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying James Harden's the best player on that team. That's what I'm saying.
PSA Hip Hop, home of the New York Knicks. Listen, Knicks, just go ahead and get Mark Jackson, bring him home, or Fizdale. Miss me with no David Blatt talk, please. And no Doc Rivers, please. It's either Fizdale or Mark Jackson. And my dark horse pick also is Frank Vogel, who just got fired from Orlando Magic. Those are the only three people you should be talking to. That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, you already know what it is, man. Me and Watson back in the building. You know how we do it, man. More appreciation, more hip hop, more sports. It's your boys. One.